answer this, not the Muslim books. Somebody told me about it. Read chapter 1 for 3 times. It's okay, that's why our best is done today. Because now it's afternoon, so I would like to review the question. And then we will talk about the class. Last time I told you that one question is for your reference. One is babies and babies. I say that baby had original sin. Therefore, they deny salvation. But they won't be punished for the Christmas. But when I go down here, some of you tell me, very excited, say, oh, then they will never go to hell. Okay? But they are not baptized. Did I say that? I didn't say that. Oh, so if you listen to the words a little carefully, I didn't say a baptized baby may not go to hell. I simply say they won't have salvation, but they won't be punished for their personal sin. Huh? Therefore, when you have baby in the future, because if you think, maybe when I go to hell, then I don't need to baptize my baby, then I'm in trouble. You need to baptize your baby, okay, as soon as possible, right? But just for example, some people might have miscarried, yeah? You feel very sad, yeah? No chance to baptize him, yeah? Right? You don't know how to explain this to you. Because, anyway, you comfort them, and they won't be punished for their babies. For their personal sin. Then, some of you asked me a question, but I forget about the question, so I ask again. Let's try to answer together. Start with A. What is the question here?
If Jews can't be saved by law and Gentiles can't be saved by conscience, then how are people before Moses' time saved, and how are Jews before Christ saved?
You understand this question? Very clear, right? How would Jesus before Moses' time saved and people before Christ saved? People before Christ have law and conscience. Yeah. Even though nobody is able to abide law by their flesh, and nobody is able to full law by flesh, and nobody is able to fully follow their conscience to do everything right in the world. Remember that, you know, Moses was saved, yeah? Is that right? You know, Moses was in the Mount of Transfiguration, yeah? Elijah also got saved, yeah? But we know that with flesh, Elijah also got weak, right? So we know that
Jesus did not die for us alone. Jesus did not die for us only. He also died for those before him. That is the key. Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 8. Somebody used this verse to talk about Abraham is also waiting for the salvation, huh? 8:56. Joyce. When Abraham is looking forward to Jesus, yeah, when he saw he was good. Somebody was saying that Abraham is also looking forward to Jesus' resurrection. When Jesus was resurrected, there's a vision, yeah, what happened in the vision? A lot of people came out from where? After, when Jesus resurrected, dying resurrected, a vision was occurred. Many people woke up from where? Tomb. It tells us that a lot of people who are waiting for Jesus' salvation, including Abraham, including those people, they are all waiting for Jesus' salvation. Therefore, at that day, they all come up from tomb and then go to paradise. Okay? So last day is God will come down with his angels, yeah? And come down with sons to see us on earth at the very last day. So, in one word, that in before, so to answer the question is that before Jesus, those people is also waiting for the salvation to come. If they try their best to abide the law, even though they cannot abide it 100%, like Elijah is still weak sometimes, still they receive salvation. If a person like work with all his heart and all his conscience, very hard, right? But if that person truly tries his very best, the Lord knows, we may know. Yeah? He may have salvation. And I think David has another question. David, yeah. Yeah, I think your question is similar with asking. And anyway, yes.
I believe that after the Garden of Eden and before Moses, that there were no law. Or, but there's no sin, then how come there was the flood of
Noah? So from Adam to Moses, there was only one law, right? And of course, consciousness. Yeah? And the question is that, how come there was a flood when there was no law? There was a flood because there was sin. How come there was sin when there was no law? I think the Bible simply tells us very clearly that because every day their mind is very evil. Yeah? In that generation, everybody think evil things every day. Even according to the conscience, it's very evil. Not to say according to the law. Yeah? Even according to the conscience, it's very evil. Every day they meditate the very bad things. And we have to remember that from Adam, who is Adam's father? God must be very close to Adam. Yeah? Talk to him a lot of stuff. And that kind of passage is passed down. Later on, son of God and daughter of man got married, yeah? And men become very corrupted in that generation. So even though there was no Mosaic law at that time, but consciously, according to what they had been taught by their forefathers, Adam, yeah? They need to be washed. That generation's sin needs to be washed. And Ashley has another question.
Mine was similar to his, and then the other one was.
Yes, the other one. That one is how God created devil, yeah, evil, yeah. We will discuss about this in the other occasion. How about the other one? So the question is answered. It's okay.
Before, the early rain, latter rain, what happens to everyone?
Jesus said, I won't judge you, but my words will judge you. Yeah? So everybody fall between the early rain and the latter rain, the word of God will judge people. Even though there was no Holy Spirit between there was no Holy Spirit about 300, huh? 100, let's say 100 after Christ, to 300 Christ, Holy Spirit is gone. Doesn't mean to personally, yeah, doesn't mean anyone who read the scripture, because at that time, later on, people can read Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, they have in the original text, yeah? If everybody read the Bible by themselves, even though not children ones, but if every individual read it, Acts chapter 2, they follow the words of God, right? And they do everything accordingly. Maybe it's not in history. We do not know. They do not belong to any denomination. We do not know. Yeah. So my point is that even though from early then and later end, if anyone follow the word of Jesus Christ, they will be saved. If there's any special case, okay, of course it is not in any history recording. Yeah. So my point is that Jesus said, "I won't judge you, but my word will judge." After Jesus spoke his word, it will be a judging standard. This is my personal understanding for your reference. Another question. Alex, you have a very good question. But it's a very good question because I want to continue. I want to use your question to continue my today's study. You said that is Abraham.
Oh, yeah. Did Abraham, not so smart person, as did everything?
Yeah. This is a very good question to me. Is Abram, let me rephrase it in a very rude way. Is Abram too stupid, therefore he follow God and everything? Because he's not smart at all? So he asked me, hey, come to the store. 1, 2, 3, 4. Of course, I did a little bit, right? But But he, from the beginning to the end, it seems like God said, you go right, you go right, you turn right. God said, you turn left, right? He do everything. This, what happened with this guy? Is he what? Too naive? Too simple? Not smart? This is a very good question to me. To me, Abram is a very smart person because he had the spiritual wisdom. Right? If we talk about human smart, we talk about Romans chapter 2, they can change God's glory into idols. That's human smart, yeah? They always try to do things according to their own way, yeah? But the wisdom comes from above, is gentle, is heavenly. Yeah? So to me, Abraham had the obedience. Doesn't mean he do not have the brain. To me, if he did not have brain, right, it's very difficult for him to even use his own family member, 318 people, go to fight with how many countries? Four countries, yeah? Four kings, yeah? He was able to fight these four kings and save Lot back. He was able to plan to attack and to save and come back. I think if I am a person, I don't know, I have Lot got captured. Lot, I'm sorry, I warned you already, yeah? It's your problem. No, you got to read what you saw, yeah? I will quote the Bible and say, hey, Lot, you're in trouble. I'm sorry. Please, thank God he has great love, and he go and attack and come back. So it comes to this subject, obedience and not obedience. You can be smart. You can be intellectual. You can have a lot of idea, but you can be a submissive person. You can be a submissive person. Today, I'd like to continue go on with the Bible, talking about Adam's disobedience and Jesus' obedience. We talk about justified by faith, yeah? Why people need to be bothered by this topic? Number one, because Adam sinned. Why Adam sinned? Because Adam was disobedient. So we talk about justified by faith. Bible give us this kind of comparison. How come we can be justified by faith later on? Because Jesus obedient. Adam is the son of God. Jesus is son of God. You are also son of God. Okay? Adam chose to submit. No, Adam chose not to submit. Jesus chose to submit. And they influenced the human being greatly. Because sin came from one man, yeah? And grace also comes from one man. Grace comes from obedience. Sin comes from disobedience and influence human being for thousands of years. So my point is that your obedience and your disobedience is going to influence your family for generations. Do you buy me? And let me give you an example, because sometimes if you do not use our worldly stuff, sometimes you think it's very simple stuff. You look at a brother and sister's life. I keep telling you this. So this is no use. Okay. Somebody asked me a question, a very interesting question. Now in Taiwan we have about more than 50,000 members. 50,000 members. Our most majority members is in mainland China. Our church is from mainland China. Mainland China church, this is the, one day I really hope I can go back and see. You can see a lot of stuff over there. Now, a brother suddenly asked me a question. How can our church be remain in Taiwan 50,000 for such a long years, yeah? For a few years already, maybe, I don't know. See, he's a senior brother. He told me that, if, like my generation, I come in already, if my generation, every brother's son and grandson are all in the church, the figure will not remain in that, 50,000 for such a long time. They will increase, yeah? But you look at your family tree. Really, it's very serious. How many of your uncle and aunties they, even though your grandma is a believer, yeah, I believe so. How many of your uncles and aunties, they did not, they start coming to the church already? And how many children do they have? And you think that your uncle and aunties, children and grandchildren, and then grandchildren, later on they will receive salvation in the future? So you can see the importance of you, this of Adam or Jesus or even you. Adam and Jesus influenced thousands of generations. You also can influence thousands of generations if the Lord did not come that early. No? I don't think thousands of generations. The Lord will come soon. Definitely more sooner than that. But my point is that you, your decision, your faith, your lifestyle will not only influence you, but your children and your children's children. Depends on, are you obedient or disobedient in the eyes of God? Your choices is very critical. Because I know one day you'll get married, right? Of course, I think most of you like to have two kids, yeah? And two kids, then another, no, two will become what? Two will become more than that. This is exponential. This is 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and so on and so forth, right? This kind of, you calculate it, like a number increase like this, but you cut it somewhere. The rest of it are all, they don't have salvation anymore because of one person's choices. So you think about it, you think, look at our brother and sister, and notice, wow, it's really me, I am important, you know? Before I got married, I'm thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't have any child, yeah? I told my wife, you want to marry me, we should have no child. If you want to marry me, you got to know we should have no child, yeah? Every time we got married, we have child. Now I'm a little bit regret. I'm thinking, now my we cannot have child anymore. But I'm thinking, hey, if I have a dozen of children, that would be wonderful. Because I can form a church, I remember. I can move to a middle part of USA and form a church over there, just my friend member, you know? So you know, people's concepts keep changing, yeah? Before I have that kind of selfish, or I have another reason. But now I'm thinking, hey, if we have faith, why don't we influence more people? If we cannot influence other people, why don't we influence ourselves in the next generation? So, obedience and disobedience are great influence. Okay, let's go back to the main body. Let's talk about Adam's disobedience. God loved Adam very much, but Adam chose to disobey. I think we read this verse before, but let's read it again. Chapter 5, verse 12.
Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as not one man's sin entered the world, death through sin, and thus death spread to all men.
Just as one man's sin.
Because all sin.
Oh, thank you. Just as one man, sins come from one man, huh? From one man, sin came to this world. I give you a proof already that how do we prove that sin came to this world? By what? Why do you know that sin came to this world? Death. That is one proof, yeah? I want to give you more proof. You know, when I try to think about how do I prove that this world has sin, right? Really, really very, very simple. Just compare with nowadays life and the garden, yeah? The garden is the Lord saying. The Lord says that since you sin, from now on, the ground will grow out cedar and thorn, yeah? Just by looking at the cedar and thorn, human beings have to pluck cedar and thorn, and then after you pluck the cedar and thorn, later on the field also yield another cedar and thorn. Continuously, the worry in your life never stop. This is a proof that sin is really in this world. I mean, if you grow older, you will know that worry in this life will never cease. Maybe I shouldn't say worry. I should say difficulties. If you have Jesus Christ, you don't have worry, yeah? You can solve your problem worry, yeah? But difficulties, the thief and thorn keeps coming to your life. Won't stop. Job says that, just like what? Just like 火星灰尘, like the fire sparkling up, yeah? When you are burning the woods, you are still the fire, and all the fire sparkling up. That's how many it is, and you will never stop in your life. If you compare human's life with your dog's life, do you notice that dogs has less hard time than human beings? Huh? You, anyone who has dogs? Oh, birds, it's okay. Don't you think birds is so easy, that is much easier than human being. Look at that. If we are the son of God and the birds are not son of God, anybody proclaim that birds are sons of God? And dogs are sons of God? I don't think so, right? Dogs are pet for man. That's my point. They are our companion. God knows that some people will not get married, you know? So he So that's my personal view. Anyway, you see that animal really have very single life, and they you don't see any like animal like you know have such a hard life like human being really. Have you any see like human being? Huh? Human being is to me could be the weakest link in baby's world. When a human baby got born, it takes human baby longest time to be independent. Is that true? It's true, right? Human baby is weakest. And the Lord curse woman. When you conceive, yeah, you are the baby inside you will be very painful. Conceiving is very painful. Pregnant is very painful. How can we, if you compare with animals, yeah, do you think their pregnant is more painful than woman? Like female dog have baby. Anybody see female dog have baby? Somebody told me that they have morning sick. Is it true? They go, eh? I don't know. Next time I have to observe. To me, woman has the pain in bearing children. Look, a lot of animals really they don't have pain when they you know have a children. A chicken, I told you already, right? No pain at all, right? So simple. Lay eggs, so simple, right? Very simple. They don't have pain. But how come if you are the children of God and chicken is not children of God, how come chicken is so easy and you are so difficult? you keep comparing the think about it, you know that they are so easy to prove that sin comes to this world. Another thing I think I told you, just by looking at a snake, you know that sin is in this world. There is no other animal that do not have feet can run a long distance. Is that true? Can you name any other animal besides snake that do not have feet but can run a long distance on the ground? Can you name another animal who do not have feet but can run a long distance on the ground? Any other animal?
Snakes.
Yes, thank you. Snakes. Why snakes? I can tell you because this is a very stupid question to me because you're asking how kind of birds have no wing but can fly? Huh? Can any birds fly without wing? Of course, impossible. Can any animal walk for long distance without feet? Of course, it's illogical, right? But God make a logical. Next time you try, you don't use your head and your feet. You see what happens? This is not nature at all, I'm telling you. This is the proof that sin, now just look at the garden, the story in the Garden of Eden. You know that sin came to this world through one man, yeah? And the consequence of sin is death, huh? We all know that already, yeah? You just read it. The death, we just proved that it is physical death because from Adam to Moses, people die, right? Imagine if there's no sin, how people die, how people will die, how will people die if there's no sin? But this is physical body, right? One day, I don't think we are going to remain on earth forever, right? This is my personal opinion, okay? Only. When I say personal opinion, it means that you need to think about it, you don't accept that's true, right? I'm thinking, if Adam and Eve never sin, yeah, what will happen to their body in the future? They will be like Enoch and Elijah. go up. Right? Because there's examples, yeah? They were like... Do you think so? I don't know. The Bible never tells us. But the Bible told us there are two persons never go through death, yeah? And two about physical death. Okay? Two persons never go through death. Maybe we will all go to heaven just like this. Transform in the blink of the eyes. You don't get sick. Huh? And, you know, and no pain, something like that, right? Just like Elijah and Enoch. You don't need to buy it because this is not in the Bible. This is only like, you know. I know these two people did not die. This is in the Bible, but the Bible did not tell us that what will happen if Adam did not come and say what will happen to our body. Yeah? But another thing is true. Adam sinned, therefore, for sure, people's spiritual life died immediately. You know that, right? Right? Because the Lord says that the day you eat the fruit, you will surely die. When they eat the fruit, did they die physically? They just lost their breath and power? No, right? But what happened? What happened by dying physically? Means that they feel like, oh, shame, I cannot see God anymore. Yeah? So they start to hide. That is, to me, that is already spiritual, the phenomena of spiritual death. Spiritual death is a separation from God's face. You will never see God's face in hell. That is spiritual death. Yeah? You will never see God's glory. Never see God's light. So when you die, the moment you eat it, you feel like, oh, I'm separated. I cannot see God. I gotta hide myself. That kind of feeling, yeah? And then the Lord said, yes, indeed. Because you eat this kind of food already, therefore you gotta cast out from the Garden of Eden. Yeah? So Adam's disobedience caused a lot of problems. We know that sin can do its work. And we prove that. We know that from that moment on, human beings leave the spiritual father. Nowadays, if you want to use your logical mind to search for God, forget about it. You will never find God. Adam, when he was in the Garden of Eden, he was in a spiritual realm. He knew his father by his spiritual wisdom, not logical, not ordinary wisdom. Right? Now, if anyone wants to use logical, worldly wisdom to look for God, impossible. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because man is already come to the logical war, from the spiritual war, after the Garden of Eden. Huh? So that is the depth. Let's continue reading. Chapter 5, verse 14. Chapter 13. 13, huh? 13. Angel, please.
Verse 13, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
14.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned accordingly to the likeness of transgression of Adam.
I think we all discussed about those verses already. Please read chapter verse 21. Verse 21,
so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So sin reigned through death, yeah? And sin became the king, so make people die. Many verses like this, huh? And the Bible here says, law cannot solve our sin, yeah? Law cannot solve our sin. Law only let us know there are sins, yeah? Verse 20, please read verse 20. Who can read out loud? Esli, would you please read out loud?
20. The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more.
So law only make your sin increase, yeah? Before, you don't know there is sin, but now there is law, so your sin become worse, huh? Become worse. Through disobedience of Adam, all these kind of things happen. Huh? And let me ask you another question. Huh? Now, Adam sinned, yeah? And death came to the world because of disobedience. And then, in order to solve this problem, God gave Moses law, right? Okay? And law is not working. is God so not so almighty? He knows that law is not working for human being, and yet he still gives you a set of law to obey? Let me rephrase my question, huh? After Adam disobeyed God, sin came to the world, so God is hoping that, hey, in order to solve your sin, right, I give you a way so you can redeem your sin. That is, I say that the priesthood system. Your priest kill a cow, you touch your hand on the cow, right? And then the cow requests you, kill the cow, right? And then your sin can be forgiven. And you know that it's not going to work because human beings tend to sing. Every year you got to kill a cow, right? Because every year you keep singing, right? Now, if the law is not working, and why does the Lord give us this law after Adam? Disobedience. Why is that? Lord, you are not almighty at all. You do not know that we cannot keep the perfect law. Therefore, you just make fun with us. You are joking, Lord. Is God joking? So what is the purpose of law? The purpose of law is simply to reveal your sin. God is happy to reveal your sin? No, of course not. Thank you. Thank God. Listen, the purpose, why is that? Why bother if we cannot abide the perfect law? Why bother God give us law? Law is a function, no? Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Epa, would you please read?
Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by the faith.
The law is as a function, it serves as a tutor to bring us to Christ. So the law did not give us for fun to test you. Hey man, you guys are jerk, yeah? You cannot abide the law, yeah? No, but the law is serve you as a tutor. This is the purpose of the law, so you can, you know that, oh man, I cannot simply live by law. I cannot be justified by law. Therefore, later you will learn to rely on Jesus Christ. If Paul know that the Lord can help him, Paul never need to believe in Jesus Christ. You know what I'm trying to say? Paul already know that, man, I am a Pharisee of Pharisees. I do everything I can. But you know what? There are two laws in my heart. This guy, like the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. Here's a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. There was, this guy said, and the other guy said, Angel says this, devil says this. You see that commercial? I think it's a long-time commercial, right? I was a little kid, maybe. Anyway, in our heart, there are two laws, right? One side says the angel teach you do right, the other side says the devil teach you do right, right? And you're struggling, yeah, every time you decide you do, you always do wrong. I say, oh man, what wicked person I am. If Paul is able to abide the law 100%, he will never choose Jesus Christ. So law is an instructor. Do you know that law has no, law only like the end of law is Jesus Christ. He got to choose Jesus Christ instead of law. So law is an instructor to guide people to Jesus Christ. When you know law, for example, you know freedom. Like for example, in the Civil War in the United States, yeah? At that time, people keep slaves. But there were some northern people already started to teach the same about the importance of freedom, yeah? They know that the freedom is very good. The law, this kind of concept is wonderful, but they were still in bondage. We are slaves, what can we do? We cannot do anything, right? But still, this kind of concept is important to them because they know this kind of concept can lead them to something, lead them to revelation, right? Lead them to, Abraham Lincoln was able to make something different, right? So, concept, no, even though no is so difficult, but later you won't find the answer, you might find out, oh, Jesus is the answer. Yeah? Law is to cover your shame, just like Adam tried to find the fig leaf to cover the shame, yeah? Can fig leaf cover the shame? Eventually it will wither, right? The fig leaf It's printed, right? So later on, God give him a skin to cover the shame, to replace leave, right? Can you imagine that if after Adam sinned, he did not try leave yet, make Adam, hey, Adam, you choose, huh? My left side is a fig leaf. My right side is leather clothing, yeah? Skin clothing, yeah? Adam, which one you like to choose? If you do not know the consequences, which one you will choose? Which one will be more comfortable? The skin, animal skin, if it is a lamb, you know, it's very spiky. Not too good, yeah? And brother will leave, yeah? More comfortable, more wind can come in, yeah? If you have choices, you will choose the comfortable one instead of the right one. But you test it, you try. Oh, leaf is not working. Then God said, okay, let me give you a skin to replace your leaf. Yeah, you like it? Okay, I like it. Right? The skin, shed blood, we know that. That refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. Leaf is humans, like, this is temporary way to cover your shame. The same token, without experiencing the law, without knowing this, without experiencing this law, you will never fail. If you don't fail, you will never lead to Jesus Christ. So God cannot make a joke with you by giving you a law. It's a transition time. If you are able to abide the law, yes, you will have salvation, because later I'm going to die for you. Still, if you abide the law, even though it's not 100%, like Elijah, like the other saints, yeah? You still have the salvation, because I'm going to die for you. But law is a transition point. So, later on, people can come to know Jesus Christ. Do you understand my point? Yeah. So law is an instructor. Now, Adam's disbelief brings the law. Huh? And the end of the law brings Jesus Christ. And Romans talk about the obedience of Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. Chapter 5, 19, huh? Sean, would you please read? By one man's obedience, many become righteousness. This is talking about Jesus Christ's obedience, yeah? Verse 21, just one. So just like sin reigned, as sin become king and death come, yeah? The same token, grace through righteousness become king, we can have eternal life through Jesus Christ. So Jesus' obedience brings us life. Huh? Now, Jesus is the death of Jesus is a manifestation of God's love. Huh? Please read chapter 5, verse 7 to 10. 6, verse 6. Maybe just read verse 6. Huh? Maybe 6 to 10, huh? 6 to 10. 6 to 10. Okay. Can you come back? Please read.
You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. 7. Very, very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, but for a good man, someone might possibly get to death. 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood. How much
been justified by what?
His blood.
By what?
His blood.
By what?
His blood.
Thank you. I want you to memorize this, because every time people say justified by faith, just raise your hand. Here, say stop. Justified by faith means what? Justified by?
His blood.
So I want to tell you that, you know, again, I want to, the previous section, this section, I just want to prove that the other people might be, it's wrong when they say, no need for blood of Jesus Christ when you talk about justification, yeah? You need water baptism. Thank you. Continue reading. I'm sorry.
9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? 10. For if, when we were God's enemies, we were were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more having been reconciled shall we be saved in his life?
Do you know how many people are touched by those verses you just read? How many people really dedicate themselves to live for life because of those? They have a profound meditation about those verses. If you are able to meditate those verses in your prayer, I think a lot of times you will cry in your prayer just by, you know, thinking about 6, 7, and 8, and those three verses, yeah? I still remember when I was your age, a minister, when he read this verse, yeah? Any time he share about this verse, he will shed tears. Because I think he had profound thoughts concerning those verses. Huh? The Bible says when we were still weak, the Lord came to love us already. What does it mean by when we were still weak? Titus chapter 3, verse 3. Titus 3, 3. Titus 3, 3. This is how weak we were, yeah? Describe how weak we were. When we were still in this kind of situation, the Lord came to us already. Thank you. Please read out loud. Thank you. Then.
For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived.
Foolish, disobedient, deceived.
Serving various lusts and pleasures.
Serving lust and pleasure.
Living in malice and envy.
Continue.
Hateful
and hate one another. This is how we were. This is how weak we were before. Yeah? This describes our situation. At that time, Jesus died for us when we were still weak. He came at the right time. Huh? So when Jesus, sometimes Jesus said, my time is not here yet. Oh, my time is here. So there's a time for Jesus to come. Sorry, we already talked about it. Salvation is not an accident, it's a by plan. Huh? Let's go back to Romans chapter 5. For 7 says, it says that for righteous men die, some will, few will do it, but nobody will die for sinners. That is very true, you know. For righteous men, people might die, you know. People may die for their king, right? People may die for their king. In World War II, when Japanese people is fighting with the Allies, yeah? The Allies has a great plane carrier, 航空母舰, right? The Japanese soldier cannot fight against those kind of battleship. What did they do? Anyone remember? Suicide. How do you call it? Kamikaze. They will say, Banzai. They will call to their king and say, long life the king, and they will fly their airplane and, you know, just bomb the airplane. Just like another day, the body bombing, the same thing, the same token. Some people will die for their king. Some people will die for their ideology. I share with you already. They have a school to train those body bombers, yeah? They will collect those people who, you know, who do not have jobs, who do not receive good education, who hate the society, and they will, you know, come collect them and go to school and tell them that, you know, Israelites are evil, or, you know, all kinds of slogans. When you were kids, just educated them. And the best thing for you to do is what? Train you. You know, before train them, yeah? Before they go to bomb other people, they got to train their guts, yeah? So they will bring those guys to sleep in the tomb, okay? And see how the gut is ready, yeah? And before they, you know, go out to bomb themselves, they will, like, speak to videos. And the video his last will, and he will say manzai to whatever his own ideology, something like that, right? And, you know, they will support their family member if they die. And if these people die, the family member will, people will give this family member flowers, you know, and that's become a very common thing, that you die for your ideology. And, you know, they will, you know, set up with bombs and wear heavy jackets and go into the clouds when there was a big lights, and they will stand there, nobody's there, put their hands into their jacket and then plug something, boom, everybody died. Right? You read Times, huh? It's described by Times. So you can see that people die for certain ideology. People will do that. Bad purpose. They do not know. They are bad. They were educated. They were brainwashed already. That's why you see the England and those kind of stuff also. But who will die for a sinner? Who? You will die for your king. You will die for your ideology. Who will die for homeless people? Anybody who will die for homeless people, raise your hand. And you're so poor, I'll die for you. I deal with Brown and Sisson, and I think I'm very sure about this. Huh? I'm very sure about this. I think two people in the world will die for me. How many people will die for you in the world? I think two people will die for me in the world. One is my wife, the other is my mother. Because they all love me very much. I think when I have a problem, they will die for me. But this, with one condition. If I am a bad guy, I have affairs or something, I don't think my wife will die for me. My wife will say, hey, you go die earlier. Right? No way I'm going to die for you. Nobody will die for sinner. Even though she loves you, know that, you know, your spouse loves you very much. You know that sin changed your heart. I'm sorry, you are a sinner. Well, I don't. So difficult. In the future, you will know. Even your spouse have affair. It's so difficult to live together already. Yeah? How can you? But Jesus, when we were still sinners, yeah, he came to die for us. Touch a lot of hearts. If you truly meditate about it. Huh? So that's how Jesus did. But Jesus, his death through his blood, we can make peace with our Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Serena, verse 10. Did you read that yet? Chapter 5, verse 10.
Yeah. For if when we are God's enemy, we are reconciled to him,
so through Jesus' life, we were saved, reconciled with Christ. Not only we are reconciled with Christ, 11, please pay attention.
Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So after Jesus Christ's death, we are able to rejoice in the Lord, yeah?
Through whom we have now received reconciliation.
Yeah. I want to emphasize and rejoice. We can have joy in the Lord. After you got baptized, not only your sins are forgiven, in your life you can start the heavenly joy, heavenly peace, heavenly joy coming to you. And this is recorded in chapter 1 and verse 5. And this is so precious, yeah? 1 and 5, so precious. That's another one to read for us. Dan, you have a good voice, please read.
First?
1. 5:1.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
It's true.
Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
I might stop here. So we were justified by faith from the beginning, and with faith we are able to stand in the grace this time. That's all. It's start from west to what? To faith. Just by this, read these two verses, yeah? So I told you, we shared with you already, the whole book is talking about this concept. Even from these two verses, you know that till this day, the grace of Jesus Christ is with us through faith. You know what? How many of you do not feel the grace of Jesus Christ in your life yet? Like, you know that, you told me, Pastor, you know what? Since I was born till now, I never, ever experienced the grace of God in my life. Not even one. Man, I don't know what I'm coming here. And anybody have this kind of feeling? Be honest to yourself, yeah? It's amazing. You think about your past. I come to the United States for about 18 years, 20, 19 years. Really, when we look back to our life, yeah, you notice, oh man. Chinese people say, oh, 恩典满路径, the path is full of God's grace. And that is because people's faith. Because you continue believing in God. Because when you have difficulty down, you continue to trust on the Lord, and the Lord will never shame you. The Lord did not promise you that you don't have difficulties, yeah? But the Lord says that in difficulties, if you keep on trusting on me, you shall have joy, yeah? You shall have love, because the Holy Spirit will give love into you. Can you read in Daniel chapter verse 3?
For perseverance, character, and character, hope. But now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. 6. For
Amen. That's good, huh? So you can see, we do not only make peace; we do have joy even in difficulties. Yeah. I have to be very honest with you. Very few people can experience joy when they are in difficulties at the very beginning. At the very beginning. But the Bible here says knowing, this is a concept, yeah, knowing. Knowing there's a process, it's knowing what? Knowing difficulties it will produce patience. It's very true. When you are sick, you will cry all day long, yeah? Crying, yeah. But then you know that, you know, you the words you listen to the Bible you read, pop up to your mind, oh, how Jesus has died for you, yeah? Then you in difficulties decide patience and patience characters and characters hope. There's a process, and one day you notice that they do the difficulties, you are trained, you are tuned, you become a better person, then I'm sure you realize that, oh man, under the trial, I can become a refined, I can be as pure as refined gold. Yeah? And then he can repent, and then I can even pray for other people, and then he can have joy. Yeah? So, you know, if you have the Lord will never shame you, because the faith will never fail you, if you truly have faith. Yeah? And not only that, when you were in difficulty time, you pray, the Holy Spirit will pour love into your heart. Many people experience this. The most difficult time you have, huh? You pray, yeah? You pray. You don't want to solve the problem. But suddenly, for example, like something just, the burden just leap up. And you can have peace. I still remember in Boeing Park's Bible study, there was, some people just went into their testimony section. There was a brother who was foreign students, and his visa is going to expire. He cannot find a job. And he has interview, and he received a letter, but that letter is a rejection letter. He said he was so angry, he was so sad, he was frustrated, he tear the piece of paper into pieces, right? And he did not know if he can fall to sleep, yeah? That night, yeah? They don't know what to do. He simply kneel down and pray. And he, in that prayer, he truly experiences that the Lord took out his worries away, yeah? After a lengthy of prayer, took up his worry away, and after the prayer, he simply fell down and sleep until the next day. Oh, he said it's amazing. And our brother, at the same time, he says that, you know, he is old, you know, he want to look for a sister to get married, but things is not smooth, you know, he's frustrated. How come there are so many sisters in the church, but nobody, like, is suitable, or nobody is the one, you know, he feel like he give up, and, you know, angry, right? Then he went down and kneeled down and prayed. And a calm feeling come to him saying that the Lord will provide. And the Lord will provide. See, I think many brothers and sisters, like you may have similar experiences, you might experience a lot of frustration in your life, but because of Jesus' submission, the peace and joy eventually come to your heart. You know, the Bible, maybe let me use 2 minutes to explain another concept. The Bible telling us that, but Adam disobedient, so we are in trouble. Jesus obedient, so we have peace and we have joy. But you know what? The Bible comparing these two, yeah, Adam and Jesus, tell us one fact. That is, grace is greater than sin. 恩赐大于罪恶. Gift is greater than sin. What Adam do, Jesus is able to reverse it and even give you more. That's the point, no? And this point can apply to your life, yeah? Sometimes you might sin, yeah? You feel like, I want to give up, yeah? But remember, grace is always greater than sin, huh? Grace is greater than sin. And give us 3 examples. Let's look at these 3 examples. And let me try to explain a little bit. Chapter 5, verse 15. Dan, since you're reading, please continue reading. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift of the by the grace of the one man Jesus Christ abound of
man. So one man here Bible says that one man is sin, yeah, all die, right? But Jesus is able to release and give us more graces, huh? It's hard to think, not to imagine this, but assuming like there's a legend say some people can shoot up sun, yeah? Use an arrow, shoot sun, there's a legend, yeah? Is it? Is that right? A story. A person can shoot down sun.
Big arrow.
Use arrow, yeah. Assuming that sun got shot down and everybody is dark, yeah? Like that is what Adam do, yeah? But Jesus was able to restore the sun over there. It's not only give you light, what the sun can do, more than give you light, yeah? The sun can nourish, the sun can keep things alive. Not only like darkness and light. It's more than that. Jesus gives you more than what you lost, what human being lost. Verse 16. Answer.
Verse 16. And the gift is not like that which came into one sin. For the judgment, which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification.
The judgment comes from one man's sin. One man's sin, everybody have original sin, yeah? But everybody got saved. All their personal sin also got saved. You know what I'm going to say? One man's sin, the original sin, yeah? But when you were baptized, not only the original sin are saved, many other sins, your personal sins, are also got covered. Right? That's why sin is a gift is greater than what Adam committed. Another concept. Verse 18.
Therefore, it's through one man's offense.
I'm sorry, 17.
For by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one. Much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ.
Before we believe in Jesus Christ, death is the king, right? After we believe in Jesus Christ, we are the king. Right? How do we know that you are the king? According to the book of Revelation, we are king in the spiritual kingdom. We are the kingdom of God. We are king in the spiritual kingdom. Yeah? Two more minutes? You have something to do? Two more minutes? Can I? Two more minutes? Oh. Sorry, I am a little bit slow this time. Two more minutes?
Yeah.
Agree? Those who want rest, say,
Two more minutes.
So my point is that the grace of Jesus Christ is greater than sin of Adam. But the last point I want to explain to you that Jesus did not submit himself at the very beginning. Okay, Jesus was able to learn submit through suffering. Now today we learn the consequences is different, yeah? Adam sin and Jesus submit. They all bring different consequences. And today we want to learn from Jesus Christ. But number one learning is that you got to learn through suffering, just like this is recorded. Look at your notes, yeah? This is recorded in Hebrew, chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus learned through suffering. Today, for you to come to NYTS, you need to go through suffering so you can learn obedience in the future. You can have more self-discipline. So suffering in some way, it is good. For you to come here to suffer, it is good. Sometimes God wants to train you to become a good vessel. In the society, God might burden you, it is good. Huh? Because he will train you to be more submissive than your I remember. Next section, we have a testimony, so I can go over the time. Sorry about it, not spending sentence.